Shalom to all. Today's Daf Shalom Pesachim Daf Mem Zayin. We're talking about the fourth line at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah Chatichas Yabaltoi and the Vilna source Daf on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mimzar Bas Yaakov Moshe Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. Especially as Chatichas Yabaltoi that the Korban Pesach has a Yabelus, which is often translated as a wart, and that parcels it from being kosher carbon. It's not allowed to be cut off on Shabbos. That's something that's not doich Shabbos. Another thing we're told is Tamotani over there. We have Mishnah. This Mesachas Erevin. The Mechaytchin Yabelus BeMikdash. If a Kayin has Yabelus, he has a wart. He's allowed to cut it off in the Beis Hamikdash. And this is on Shabbos, avoloi b'medina, but not outside the Beis Hamikdash. Vim b'kli kan v'kan aser, if he wants to cut off with a kli, meaning he wants to use a pair of scissors or a knife, which is the usual way of cutting it off, both outside and even inside the Beis Hamikdash is aser. And here's the question: over here, meaning in Maseches Erevin, you say that it's Daicha Shabbos, that the kohen's allowed to cut off his yabeles, but in regards to the Karban Pesach, we say it's not Daicha Shabbos. What's going on? So we have a number of different answers. Number one is a Rav Sima, quotes Rav Shimon Levi, who says b'shem bar pedaya b'nei kilkol piyasos, it's because of ruining the pious, the lots. We know that a lot of the daily avodas in the Beis Hamikdash were determined in the morning by a lottery system. That's when it was decided which kohen got to do which avodah. And if after this was done, one of the kohen realized that he has a wart on his body that parcels him from doing avodah, well, that's going to ruin the whole pious, this entire lot that was done. They're going to have to redo the whole thing, which is quite the schlep and really unnecessary to do. Therefore, in order to prevent this, the din is that the kohen's allowed to cut off his own wart, and that's not a problem. And our Yisrael just clarifies, v'hein shefisu, it has to be they already did the pious, they already went about doing these lots. And so as we just explained, it's going to be a big schlep to redo the whole thing. That's why the Kayin is allowed to cut off his own wart to enable him to do that in the Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to cutting Abelas off of a carbon, the Karban Pesach, that's not permitted on Shabbos because we just find a different animal to be used as the Karban Pesach. Answer number two is Reb Shimon Lakshar says, B'shem Reb Savaya, Kam Nefreches, V'kan B'shein Nefreches. In Erevin, when it's permitted, that's talking about it's Nefreches. It crumbles, which means you're not really cutting it off the body. It's more or less falling off on its own. Obviously, you're doing it, but it's not really considered like it's connected to the body, so you're not being over any Isser. But over here, Maseches Pesachim, it's talking about where it's not crumbly, and he's actually cutting the wart off of the Karban Pesach. That's an Isser of Geizes, and therefore it's a problem. Rav Shimon ben Yochim, Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochim says, and this is basically the same exact answer as Reish Lakish, Kan Belacha, Kan Beivesha. Over here, Maseches, we're talking about where it's lacha, it's moist, and therefore the abelis is really considered connected to the body. So when he's cutting it off, he's actually cutting it off. And over there, in Erevin, it's talking about a dry one, so it's not really considered connected to the body. Here's the fourth answer, Rav Yisrael ben Chanina, Amar. He tells us Kan Beyad v'Kan Bekli. Over here, Maseches, the reason why it's usher is because with a kli, it's with a tool of sorts, either scissors or a knife, which is the normal way to do it, so it's usser. Whereas over there, Maseches Erevin, it's being done by hand, that's called kila achar yad, it's an abnormal way of doing it, and therefore it's permitted to be done on Shabbos. Now we just focus on these last two shitas, Asher Reb Shimon ben Lakish kebar kapara, where Shlakish said is like bar kapara, and who Reb Yisrael Chanina, Reb Yechanon, where Reb Yisrael Chanina said is like Reb Yechanon. What's this referring to? The Tani we have in Braisa, call Makalkalin Peturin, any act of kilkel, anyone that does a destructive act on Shabbos, they're putter, because we know that in order be chai for something on Shabbos, you have to do something constructive, not destructive. Chutz min ha-mavir v'as chabura, except for burning something or making chabura, a wound. These are the only two destructive acts. These are the only two mekalkalin that one would be chai for. However, there's a machlekes even in this. Bar Kapara or Bar Kapara says, afilu netzarech ladam, afilu netzarech la'efer. Even if a person makes a wound and he doesn't need the blood, or even if he burns something and he doesn't need the ashes, meaning it's a completely 100% destructive act. It's pure destruction. It's pure kilkel. He's not gaining anything from it. He's still chai for these two mekalkalin of burning something or making a wound. Whereas on Riechon, Riechon says that no, it has to be that he needs the blood or he needs the ashes in order to be chayiv for being mekalkel of making a wound or burning. And that's what we're saying, that Reish Lakish over here is like Bar Kapara, because Reish Lakish had said that what's the difference between Maseches Erevin, the cutting off wart is permitted, and Maseches Pesachim over here, the cutting wart is not permitted. He had explained that the difference is that it's crumbly or not crumbly. He couldn't say the difference is that over here is moist and over there it's dry, because a moist yabeles, if it's lacha, it's going to bleed when it's cut off, and therefore, even if it's done by hand, it's done by yad, which as we're saying is kilacher yad, which is technically permitted, it's just an isra drabanan. According to him, it still would be usur, because again, it's bleeding, and that's even though he doesn't need the blood. That's why he had to say that the reason why it's permitted over there is because crumbling, it's not considered connected to the body. As opposed to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, he holds like Rabbi Yechanan, the only time making wound is usur is if you need the blood, so that's why he could say that over there, Maseches Erevin, he doesn't mind explaining that it was moist over there, as long as it wasn't done with a kli and it was done by hand, it's not a problem, because again, even though it's going to bleed over there because it was moist, it's fine. That's not an isser because he doesn't need the blood. Here's a fifth answer. Vacha quotes from Chaninu, says B'shem Rechanan, Kan V'Kan B'Lachan and Kaiman. Over here and over there, we could be talking about a moist yabeles, and the difference is V'Shei Tzarech L'Dam. Over here, he needs the blood for whatever reason, and over there, he doesn't need the blood, as Rabbi Yechlin Shitasai. That's why over here, he's not allowed to cut the yabeles off of the Karban Pesach because he needs the the dam so that he would be over for that, but over there he doesn't need the dam, so he's not over. And he didn't discuss the Mishnah. We had said that brewing the Karban Pesach from outside the Tchum is Asur, he can't do it on Shabbos. The question is, bring it from outside the Tchum is a Shvos, it's only Isra Drabbanon. And we know that Isra Drabbanon, for the most part, are permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. So my answer is, Hadam Messiah, Lohad, Demai, Rabbi Yonason, Kumi, Rabchi, Rabba, Bashim, Rabshim, Bar Yossi, Bar Lakunya. Our Mishnah is clearly a Raya to what Rabbi Yonason said in front of Rabchi, Rabba, in the name of Rabshim, Bar Yossi, Bar Lakunya, that like in Al Tchum Shabbos, Dvar Taira, Midarai, so one does get Malkus for being over on Tchum Shabbos. In other words, according to him, Tchum Shabbos is Dairai, so not a Drabbanon. That's why one's going to get Malkus for it, and that's why bringing the Karban Pesach from outside the Tchum is not Doicha Shabbos, it's not a Drabbanon, it's a Dairaisa. Now, once we mention this, we just have another question. Amarli Reb Chiya Rabba, Reb Chiya Rabba told him, this is to Reb Yonason, Olayim b'Shabbos el Skila v'Kares. Only punishments we see for being Ivar Malach on Shabbos is Skila v'Kares, which means if a person does it on purpose and he gets warned, or he does it without warning but he did it on purpose, he's going to get either Skila or Kares. And there's no Malach on Shabbos that if a person does L'chatchila on purpose, that he's going to get Malkus. And over here, you're trying to say that a person Midairaisa is going to get Malkus for being Ivar on Tchum Shabbos. How does that make sense? Where do you get that from? It doesn't fit in the category of all the other lavim where you're going to get either skila or kares, so you must be wrong. Respond to him and pay attention to the girsa change. We're going to be switching around the two psukim that are quoted here. Rabbi Yonason told him, Vaksiv, but we have a pasuk that says, Shvu ish tachtov al yetze ish mkoyme beima shvi. This is in regards to tchumen. The pasuk says, each man should sit in his place. No one should leave his place on the seventh day on Shabbos. As we clearly see, the pasuk says, don't leave where you are on Shabbos. And this doesn't fit under the general category of kol malach leisasu. Therefore, one's not going to get skila or kares for being over it. Rather, he'll get malchus. So we do have a good source, says Rabbi Yonason to Rabbi Chiya. However, Amrlei Rabbi Chiya responded back to Rabbi Yonason, Miksev loy, does it say the word loy over here? Al ksev, it says al, namely, as we just said, al yetze ishm kaimai. And we know that a person doesn't get malchus for the word al, only for the word loy. So you're wrong. However, Amrlei Rabbi Yonason responded back to Rabbi Chiya, that's not true, because of ksev, we have another pasuk that says, al toichlu menu na, don't eat from it na, which means partially raw, partially roasted. This is talking about the Karban Pesach itself. There's an iser to eat from it if it's partially raw. And if a person is over this, he does get malchus. So we see the word al does tell us that a person can get malchus. Therefore, midaraisa, tchumen, one would get malchus for, and not skila or kares. And now Rabbi Yisra Bun says, afal pikein, even so, even though Rabbi Yonason had a great raya for himself, ze'ayim bishmosai, each one of them, Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Chiya Rabba, stuck with their own shita. Now we continue discussing cutting off the abelas, a wart, from a Karban Pesach on Shabbos, which again the Mishnah had said is aser. So now we ask, cutting off the abelas, cutting off this wart, even if it's done with a kli, is just a shvos, it's an iser drabanan. Why is that? Because we know there's something called malacha tzricha legufa, malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. A malacha is needed or not needed for its purpose. For example, you're digging a hole, but you're only digging the hole because you need the dirt, not because you need the hole itself. Well, that could be considered malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. You don't need it for its purpose, which is digging the hole, you just need the dirt. And that's the same thing over here. The malacha of cutting off this wart, of this yabelas, is technically gaizes, which is like shearing. But when you shear a sheep, that's for its wool. You're cutting off the wool because you want the wool. Over here, you're cutting off the wart not because you want the wart, but because you want the karban to not have it on it. So that's a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, and that's only an iser drabanan. So why should that not be permitted on Shabbos? And our Rebbe, he answers, Loi tan Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, when he taught this Mishnah, he actually didn't teach this. Elo, the only thing he taught was herkev of asai, carrying it and bringing it from outside the tchum, hachatich zebaltoi loi, but he did not teach chatichas yabeles, that's aser, according to him, it's actually technically mutter. Now we make a deal of this. Min begin du saver bekli, it seems to be that Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina holds that cutting it off with a kli is aser only midrabanan, again, as we just explained, because of malacha shein tzricha legufa. Haben, that's mashma, in loi saver bekli shvos, that if he didn't hold cutting it off with a kli was an iser drabanan, then he would have included chatichas yabeles as one of the cases in the Mishnah of being aser. Again, it's included in our Mishnah, but in what he taught over wasn't included, but it's mashma that if he were to hold that cutting a yabelis off with a kli wasn't aser drabanan, then he wouldn't have included in his Mishnah. The problem is, why is that? Like in Amar Mavo b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, the Mavo say the name Rabbi Yisrael Chanina as follows: the map pligin, what's machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim? This is machlokes regarding removing nails on Shabbos. The reason why we're saying removing nails and not cutting nails is because cutting nails usually means you're doing it with a kli, either with a nail clipper or with scissors, as opposed to their machlokes is about removing them with teeth or with hands, and they have machlokes whether or not this is permitted. But what is this machlokes b'shenatol and who? That's when a person removed his own nails, he bit them off or he peeled his own nails off. But if somebody else removed his nails, Meusenheim, that's considered repulsive, as really very unpleasant, removing somebody else's nails. And even Rabbi Lezer, who's Mechayev removing nails on Shabbos, would say that he's Potter in this case when he removes somebody else's nails, because he's not going to be doing it perfectly, again, due to the fact that it's ma'us, and v'odein zevach acherhu, in this case of the karbon, removing its yabeles, that's like one person removing somebody else's nails, because it's one person removing a wart from a karbon. Therefore, contribution of Chanina's way of understanding the machloikas, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, over here, there wouldn't be any machloikas. Everyone should technically agree that it's permitted to cut off this yabeles, even with a kli, because again, since he's doing it to somebody else, or in this case, to something else, to the karbon, it's mos, and he's not going to do it properly, and therefore it should be permitted even with a kli, even if you would technically hold that it's not an isser rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi, he answers that no. Shanya Yachal, this case is different. With the Karban Pesach, the pasuk says, zivchi, that's the proper girsa, it's my zevach. As we quoted this pasuk in the past, this is a Kosh Baruch who calls it my karbon, my zevach. That means that it's not mos, it's not considered disgusting, and therefore, dafka by Karban Pesach, it's different, and we can't compare it to one person removing somebody else's nail. Now we continue discussing the Surim in the Mishnah, and the understanding of why, let's say, we're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach from outside the Tchum is because we're being Iver Nisr Dari Raisa, but obviously that's mashma, that if one only has to be Iver and Isr Drabbanon, then he would be allowed to do that in order to bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. However, now, Amar Rav Mana Rav Mana asks as follows, Hazaya Shvas, sprinkling of the ashes of the Paraduma in order to be Metaher somebody, that's only an Isr Drabbanon. Ve'ilu Shvas, and these other things are also Isr Drabbanon. For example, carrying the Karban Pesach within Yerushalayim to the Hazara, as we had learned previously, that would be permitted, because that's just an Isr Drabbanon. However, Hazaya Daichin Ve'elu Einu Daichin. If somebody needs to get Hazaya, he needs to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, we're not going to do that Hazaya on him, and we're going to push it off, meaning we're going to say that he has to bring Pesach Sheni because he's not Tahar, but Ve'elu Einu Daichin, these are not Daiche. We don't say, oh, your Karban Pesach is in Yerushalayim and it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to push you off to Pesach Sheni because you're considered far away from the Beis HaMikdash and you're not able to bring it. We say you could be Iver Drabbanon to bring your Karban Pesach into the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to, again, by Hazaya, we say that you can't get that last Hazaya, that last sprinkling that you need because it's on Shabbos and it's Isser Drabbanon, you're going to have to wait for Pesach Sheni. Why is that? What's the difference? And the answer is, El Shezeb Zevach Vezeb Zoyveach. This is with the carbon itself, and this is with the one bringing the carbon. If there's an issue with the person who's supposed to be bringing the carbon, such as he's Tamei, that's an Isser Drabbanon that we're not going to allow him to do, and we're going to push him off to Pesach Sheni. But if there's an issue with the carbon Pesach itself, then we're going to say that we could be over Isser Drabbanon in order to bring the carbon Pesach itself. Now, what's the Reb Ze'ira Amar? He's Zevach, he's Zoyveach. The following member of Reb Ze'ira says that there's actually no difference between the carbon itself or the one bringing the carbon, because Tani Reb Yudah Bar Pazi Debar Kapara Kumi Reb Ze'ira. Reb Yudah Bar Pazi said the following member of Bar Kapara in front of Reb Ze'ira. Etmani, I'm surprised. Heich Kibel Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua Sachuva. How could Reb Lezer have accepted the answer from Reb Yeshua? This regards the discussion in the next Mishnah, and the reason why he shouldn't have accepted the answer is because Shezeb Zevach Vezeb Zoyveach. The case of Reb Lezer is regarding the carbon, and the case that he's trying to compare it to with the answer is referring to the one bringing the carbon. And Amar Lei, Reb Ze'ira responded to Reb Yudah Bar Pazi, Bar Kapara Toma. Bar Kapara might have been surprised, whereas Reb Lezer Loi Toma. Reb Lezer wasn't surprised. And therefore we see, based off Reb Ze'ira's comment back to Reb Yudah Bar Pazi, that he clearly doesn't mind comparing the Karban Pesach itself, the Zevach, and the one bringing the Karban Pesach, the Zoyveach, as we see that he does not accept this answer the Gemara just gave, other than between Azaya, which is Isser Drabbanon, and let's say, bring the Karban Pesach from Yerushalayim to the Azara, which is also an Isser Drabbanon, the ones with the Zevach, once the Zeveach, Reb Ze'ira clearly doesn't hold to that. We're going to stop here for the day, and wake up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.